one of the.
Well, luckily, with all
Friday,
this
shove it up your ass.
With all this political talk, we do have a legitimate candidate for high political office coming by the show soon.
We do. Oh, we do.
Yes.
Oh, God. Do we really still, Colin?
Yeah, she's coming.
Great.
Krista Ann's coming by from Penthouse. Also, the so-called Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis.
I heard that Kid Rock was in love with her.
Is that so?
Somebody tried to tell me that. Yeah, they were in love, and he wrote a song about her.
That's cool.
He took her out to like a baseball game.
He took her to a baseball game.
Yeah, Krista Ann. So Kid Rock, knowing him, he probably.
And then he wrote a song for her.
Probably got a.
If you're Kid Rock, don't you write a song about everybody you fuck?
Yes.
Especially if they're as hot as Krista Ann.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I would just have one multi-purpose song that I could just swap a name and one or two details.
I had that.
See, Telly's a thinker.
Yeah.
Right.
Same exact tune on the guitar, just a little bit of word replacement from time to time on the vocal.
Do you remember the tune?
No, I'm not going there, no way.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Every man fucks bitches.
I just
every man would cheat if they were if you're famous and you're rich and you're good looking and every and you're fucking and wife isn't around and chicks are trying to fuck you every day. Sooner or later, you're going to fuck up.
It's Chris Rock's line. Man is as faithful as his options.
Yeah.
And it's totally true.
Like, I don't drink because I don't go to bars.
Yeah, I got a great wife.
I think it's cool, like, the Jingleberries don't have options, but...
Yeah. You're not fucking anyone, Chick Nicky.
So it's a challenge for you. We are just, you know, like...
Don't take this the wrong way, but you look way more fuckable now than you've ever looked in your entire life.
Don't take it the wrong way.
About to get bromantic in here.
Yeah.
But no, without a doubt, like, one of the funniest things that, like, what he just said and what you had said before about this was that if you're not getting the options, if you don't have the potential, it's not coming to you. You don't have the chance. So you can judge all you want, but...
People don't understand. They don't... You know what I mean? My level is so small.
Yeah.
I don't... Oh, yeah, all right. There's a guest in here. Yeah, my level is just so small, but I still know. You know what I mean? You can still tell.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. People cheat because...
People cheat because they're sought after.
Yeah. So we've got a guest on in a minute. Man. I don't want to, like, be like a disgusting male or whatever, but wow, your boobs are humongous.
Give me a better view of the boobs.
Sorry to just jump into that one straight off the bat. You want to pull that microphone down into your mouth? Not into it, but very close to the mouth area?
It's much better when I'm closer.
What is your name?
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis.
Mm-hmm.
If a lesbian's in a shower with a girl who isn't a lesbian and she thinks that her tits are hot, that doesn't mean she's going to go over there and start finger banging her. It's just not the way it goes. If they're in the military, it's because they want to fight for their country. Like, how honorable is that? You're going to deny him for that? Why am I out here talking like I'm the governor? What the fuck? I don't even want to be the governor. You do.
You're here, governor.
You answer this
Lieutenant
question.
Governor.
Don't deny him. Don't deny him in the military.
What's up, Chris?
Don't change the rules.
I feel the same way. I think it's separate but not equal right now.
I know. I can't see you. It's making me sad.
Play the Alice flute. It's bullshit.
I miss you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you anymore, dude. I got a hot chick in the house.
See you, mate.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's been a while.
It has.
Wow, that was a really cute it has.
We have a lot of catching up to do.
Do we? Have you seen my penis?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Didn't look that good, huh?
It did.
Yeah, I thought it was average. I was trying to keep it small so I could fit a lot of M&Ms in it.
What?
You're referring to another time you've seen my penis? When the fuck was that?
When
here?
We
I pulled
like,
it out of here?
Yeah.
God. I did.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep track of all the
shaved
times you pulled out your penis.
It's always completely shaved.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. Do you want to be governor?
I don't know.
Nah.
But she fully supports me.
Yeah.
My
oh my God, voice. I fully support her.
Let me write her endorsement.
You fully support her?
Definitely.
Do you believe in gay rights?
Mm-hmm.
What about weed?
What about what, weed?
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What about mixed martial arts?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why is that?
What about all girls who have to wear no tops in the Jason Ellis show?
Well, yeah.
You're into that one? You gonna put that one on there?
No tops.
Wanna write that one on the fucking list, will you?
That should.
Yeah. What?
But that's your rule. Like, you need to enforce that. It's right. Your fault. You should put it on the door, wherever you are.
I just did.
You did? I didn't see it.
You didn't just hear me?
I didn't see it on the door.
This is not my studio. You can keep your top on if you want to. Lacey, I want to see your tits. I'm only kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with you? You in the magazine? You're not going to get any better than this, are you, Lacey? She's the one, right? The only other one I would say...
Lainey.
Huh?
Lacey.
What am I calling?
I like that, Lacey.
Lainey?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I get knocked out a lot.
I like it.
Lacey's better. If I fucking...
No, like, Lacey is like her, like, dirty alter ego.
Well, that's what I call her when I'm having sex with her in my mind.
Lacey.
Yeah, you and Heather Vandervan... Mm-hmm. The two hottest chicks I've ever been friends with.
I think Aww. She's the hottest.
Yeah, but no, I wanted to. I wanted
and we're in the
ever.
Same year.
I wanted to go out with her for real. Go out with
me
her.
Too.
Like actually, you wanted to make out with me on an island.
Oh yeah, no, because your face is yeah. In the radio, I said that.
Oh, that
yeah.
was sweet.
I did want to make out with you on an island.
He wants to have sex with Lacey on the island.
Oh yeah, I'll make out with you as well, Lacey. But there's going to be a lot of other stuff going on, real fast.
Traitor.
But for you, there would be probably about half an hour of kissing.
Thanks.
Yeah, but
that's
then
one of my favorite things to do anyway.
But then it would, you know, it would turn out bad. Things would escalate. They always do.
Yep.
Are you into magazines or what? What's your deal?
Yeah. Well, my latest thing was I was on a series on Cinemax called Life on Top with Heather, actually.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Heather Vandervan was in a How to Have Multiple Orgasms DVD with my ex-wife?
No.
I fucked her. My ex-wife, not Heather.
I was like, she didn't tell me that.
Yeah, she thinks she would have told you that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope she'd be bragging about it if it happened. It did not. So anyway, are you acting?
Yeah.
You're acting? You got acting school?
No.
You should. But I haven't seen your acting. I'm just saying you should be professional about it because if you could act, you're what do you call it? Really stupid hot and you'd be a great actress because that's, if you can act and you look like you, fuck. You could be in Transformers 3. Or is that already out?
No, but I agree.
If you
were blue, I would love to fuck you in Avatar.
I love Avatar.
Yeah, me too.
That was blue.
I guess I'd still do it if you're that color.
Thanks.
So you're going to be an actor now?
Mm-hmm.
You went out with Kid Rock, huh? Sang a song about you.
We hung out. Yeah. No, he didn't sing a song about me.
He didn't write a song about you?
Mm-mm.
Liar.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He's a moron. Should have.
Thanks. Yeah, we're friends.
Still.
Now we're totally friends.
So he's a pussy.
No, he's a really really cool guy.
And you didn't have sex with him.
No.
You just lied to me right there.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Bullshit detectors going on there.
I read your eyes right there.
He didn't. We're just friends.
Right. That's what he has to say. That's what you have to say. So he doesn't look like a whore.
As if he cares.
You know, I know, as if he cares.
So you didn't have sex with him and you're just friends?
We're just friends.
Like you and me. But there was a thing you probably made out with him.
No.
You didn't even make out with him?
We just hung out. I mean, you know, we flirted and stuff, but...
How do you flirt? That's what we're What happened to. Exactly? Did he brush your vagina with his hands through the denim?
Any of that?
No. Never done that?
I mean...
I love doing that to my wife. Good firm, you know what I mean? Vaginal grab, you know what I mean? Like,
guys do like to do that.
That's mine.
But it's better if someone that you're with does that, not just some like random...
I've never randomly firmly grasped anybody's crutch region. Actually, I think
I'm
actually
shocked.
But it was a man. It was a man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to be funny. It was the jackass guys there grabbing everybody's balls. And I was like, fuck you. I'll grab your balls.
Yeah, they do a lot of ball grabbing.
Yeah. I like punching people in the balls, too. It's always funny.
It is funny.
It's overrated, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like getting punched in the balls?
No. No. Somebody kicked me in the balls a couple weeks ago, and it was a really good one. My balls both flew up either side of my stomach, and And then my balls were so sore in the car. I remember, like, I was trying to, like, touch my balls were hot, like, hot. It hurt to touch them in the car. And I was driving home going, man, I've got two kids, so I didn't really care. But I'm like, fuck, I hope that, because I can't do inside loads in my wife because she'll have another baby and I don't want to have another baby. But I really want to. You know what I mean? It's fun to pull out all the time because I love, like, copying people in movies and be like, yeah, look out. But once in a while, I would like to just keep it in there. So, I don't know what I was talking about. I just thought I'd share that with you. This interview is supposed to be about you guys, by the way. But anyway, so.
That was a fun story. Thank you.
So then when I got home, my balls were really sore still. And then I was like, babe, my balls are really sore from getting kicked in the nuts. And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah, like, because I've been kicked in the nuts a lot of times and fighting and stuff. But then when I woke up in the morning, my balls still hurt. I had bruised balls. Never had that before.
Did they do it on purpose?
Did you take a picture? Like...
of the balls? Yeah. No, they weren't blue. They were just sore, as in, like, they'd been kicked. I had video of it. Ellismania.com. I was in a fight, and I was in a fight where I was duct taped to another guy. It's a long story. And the other guy kicked me in the nuts. Shout out to Scott Green, you bag of shit.
And you were duct taped together?
Yeah, because it's Alice Mania 5. Get these brawls at the Hard Rock April 3rd. We're trying a new fight. So there's this fight where you duct tape like this. You duct tape your arms together like this. We both got boxing gloves on here like that. And our ankles together. So you're a man that has three arms and three legs and two heads. And then you find another dude that has three arms and three legs and two heads. You just fucking beat the shit out of each other. It's awesome.
Don't they have that, like...
You should come to Alice Mania 4. When is it? I'm at Alice Mania 5. When is it? It's April 3rd.
LA?
Vegas.
In Vegas?
All the penthouse chicks should come.
I want
to
go.
And then I'll get all the people to vote for you for governor.
Yeah, see, it works. Because they're in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but they're all flying there. Nobody's from Vegas, remember?
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah. We could work together.
Mm-hmm.
You can be lieutenant governor. I do have to nominate
What's
someone.
A lieutenant governor?
That,
what do they
that
do?
That would be Patterson right now. Like, Spitzer had to resign, and now Patterson stepped up, and he's governor.
Right. I could do that.
So,
I'm thinking I'm going to move to New York.
You me out to get that role, wouldn't you?
No, I don't want that. I want to be, because I have to do a radio show every day, so I don't want to have
we
the
don't
full
care about
job.
People.
I know, that's how I feel. Like, I don't want the full responsibility, but I want to, like, think of a fun job I
You're
can
a
do.
Smart girl.
Mm.
If I had your face, I wouldn't want to be in charge of shit.
You should see how cute her shirt is. You should stand up for him.
Don't take them out, Krista.
What?
God.
Fucking ridiculous that is.
Okay, sit down. Sit down. Stop it. It's just not worth it. Isn't that funny how, like, you look, everyone acts weird.
I'm funny looking?
Yeah, you are. It's almost like you're deformed.
Yeah.
It's like you're
I get that a lot.
It's like you're disfigured. When you're in the airport and shit, a lot of guys with their wives will walk by and just get completely busted by their wife because there's no control over their neck. They just go... and then...
What does your wife do when you do that?
She's used to it. She knows. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll do. I don't. If you're really hot, I won't look at you, because to me, you've already had enough fun. You're not getting it from me.
You don't want to give them the satisfaction.
Yeah, you're gonna have to work a little harder for me to look at you. But if you're like, I like looking at people's part where they might have a part that I want to fuck or just put something on, so to speak.
A part?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, anything. A foot, a hand, a kneecap.
An ear.
A kneecap.
On your, what is it, the prison anklet thing?
Oh, my God.
What do they call that?
The anklet?
Yeah, I want to drop a load on your anklet. But only when you say, do it on my anklet. And it doesn't come out
is
until you say,
proof?
Do it.
I don't know if it's load proof, but that's going to cost me about $8,000 for 6 months.
You had to pay for the thing?
Of course. It's all a racket.
That makes
sense. I love how she just knows. Because you ran a racket. And now you got arrested.
Which politics is a racket, too.
Yeah. So you were, and that's why you want to be governor. Because you were like, wait a minute. This is just another racket.
Well,
I'm really good at rackets.
World's oldest profession. World's second oldest profession.
So you're saying that...
If I was successful in one, I think I should be able to translate those skills into another.
Politicians are just ugly pimps.
There you go. That's going to be my new phrase.
You can roll with that all you want. Go for it.
I'm gonna
free of charge.
Copy that.
So, What's going on? Like, I'm confused now because you're really good looking and it's starting to piss me off and your tits are hanging out. where do we go from here? Is there any phone calls, Raw Dog?
We can take some phone calls for these ladies. For these Andrew.
Ladies. Listen to this
Andrew's on the line.
For these ladies. Jackass. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want, shitbag?
Shitbag. Hey, congratulations on how they're taking care of you in New York, first of all. Like, I give a fuck, though, because it's Friday.
Well said.
And I just, you know, my girlfriend's been listening to the show faithfully for, you know, a month or so now. She's hooked. She didn't like you at first, said you're obnoxious, yada, yada. But, you know, obviously, you're a pretty charismatic fella, as you would say.
Yep.
I'd just like to complain because you haven't gone on a rant lately about taking loads to the face and all that kind of thing, and I'd really appreciate it if you do that right now.
You're demanding me to talk about loads to the face? Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, when you were...
It's not necessary all the time, really.
But you were talking about hand jobs earlier and all the rest of it. I used to get hand jobs and stuff. And,
you're saying if I go on a rant about loads to the face, you'll get a load to the face?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Definitely. I didn't know that. Okay, no, okay. Hang up. I'll do that. That's a different story. That's the only reason I ever talked about loads in the face. That's the only because people who don't get to deliver loads to the face are a deprived group of people. Christiane, you have taken a load to your beautiful face, haven't you? Remember, you're under oath right now on the Jason Ellis Show. You're here with a potential governor.
Yeah.
You might want to start whipping up your answer there, governor. Because you're next. You have.
I've tried that before. Yeah.
Right. You're touching your hair. Did it get in your hair a little bit?
No, I think it's funny that you asked me that. No. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember.
Right.
All I know is that the person I did it with said, like, they didn't think it was as exciting as, like, it seemed like it
was. Yeah, because you were shy.
They'd rather.
You didn't look at him when it came out, did you? Did you flinch?
I honestly don't remember.
It was one time ever?
Maybe it was more than once, but I only remember once.
That's all I need to know. But I do think that from time to time, if you do that in the bedroom with your partner, that it makes his life better. It makes his day better. Makes him leave the house in a better mood. Makes him a enjoyable person to pass on the freeway. Therefore, not honking horns or giving people the finger or being a little meaner on the streets. Therefore, creating everybody to be nicer as the day goes on. The further your drive is, the more people you meet and bump into, the less you rub everyone's way. The chain reaction of fun and being happy has been created. If every woman took a load to the face tomorrow morning, this would be the greatest Saturday America has ever seen. And you know I'm right, because why would I be angry? If my wife takes a load on her, and she's like, ugh, and it's all over the face, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? You lost your goddamn porn mind? And then I would laugh, and it would be everywhere. And then I'd walk out of the house like, man, my wife is crazy. And that was awesome. My dick was in a movie. And then I get into the freeway, and something's like, I'd be like, hey, man, what's up? But I wouldn't even be angry. I'm like, hey, you did not see what my dick saw this morning.
I think that's a fleeting happiness. I don't believe that you'd actually get on the freeway and still be like happy. I think that would be over within an hour.
You don't have a dick.
No, I don't.
And you've seen the worst side of men. It's like a stripper. The same with Christiane. You've seen the worst side of men. You've seen us trying to look inside your hole. And it's not even really that flattering. It isn't. Inside the hole is not. It's like watching people get knee surgery. There's nothing erotic about it whatsoever. The outside bit is very exciting. Right inside there? What the fuck? Somebody's dying. Somebody's sewing up or something. You know what I mean? Why aren't you bleeding? I don't get it. So anyway, Governor, what was your name again?
Kristen.
Kristen what?
Davis.
Kristen Davis, and you're going to be the governor of New York.
You might hope not, because then I'd have some power over you,
well,
right?
You don't have any power over me. I live in California.
Oh, see, you're lucky then.
You can't get me.
Maybe I'll make governor friends.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
What are they going to do that they haven't already done?
I don't know. What
everything
have they done?
Everything you stand for would make my fucking day. Even though it's already legal to smoke weed in L.A. anyway.
And how easy is that to get up
it's
there?
It's so
like,
awesome.
Go to the doctor and you're like, I can't sleep.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I always, because I've got arthritis and I've broken like 25 bones and been knocked out a bunch of times. So when I went to the doctor, I just lifted my pants up and showed her my ankles. And she was like, yeah, okay, you're good to go. I'm going to write your thing up. I'm like, you don't want to check my knees too? Look, my knees, they come in and out. They can just wobble them around. She's like, no, I don't need to see that. She was a big, fat, old Russian lady, and she was like 60, and she wanted to fuck me. She was flirting with me until I told her that I was married, and she was the girl that I could tell that we would have had great sex. That was one of those things that I read again, that we were going to have great sex. She wasn't attractive.
You've got active imagination.
And she was 60?
Maybe 50.
He's lying. She was like
old.
65.
She was old. She was a very round woman. She looked like Danny DeVito with a wig on. But you know, man, if I was single and I didn't have any kids, I would have bent her over that doctor table right there and served her up a bit of the old fucking sweetness. Sweetness. I don't think I've ever called my sex the sweetness in my entire life. Fuck, man, the whole ego is getting way too big. The Howard Stern Show. Now when I have sex with people, it's the sweetness. You want some of the sweetness, Krista?
Maybe.
Yeah, some of that sweetness for your ass. Disgusting. I'm disgusting. I apologize. You want to come to Manitoba's tonight for the Jason Ellis party?
Sure. I don't even know what Manitoba's is.
I'd love for you to come down to the party.
Okay. Oh, we'll actually be in the Lower East Side.
Yeah, you will be. Is it KristaAnn.com? Is it all that stuff?
Krista-Ann.net.
Right. Is there anything that we can do to support you?
ManhattanMadam.com.
You still call yourself the Manhattan Madam, even though you're not
branded.
A madam? It's branded.
Mm.
So you are using that to help you become... It's really about, it's not to be the governor, it's to fuck the other people over that are trying to be the governor. You're going to steal votes from them and you're going to shake it up, and maybe the dude that was going to win isn't going to win because you took some of those votes, right?
It's part of the beauty of it,
isn't
it?
I love your style. Fuck them. Put you in jail.
The anti-establishment is not about, you know, the odds of me winning are pretty slim, but hey, if we can shake up the system and get the right person in there or even ask the right questions, that's more important.
And you give, at the end of the day, somebody who was using your services... It's fucked you over and put you in jail and taken your money, and then they're saying that you're the bad guy, or bad woman. Sorry,
I like bad guy.
You're the bad guy. Yeah, that bad guy works, and they're using your facilities, so to speak.
The hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy of it all.
Completely.
Legalized marijuana and fuck whores. I've always
Today,
said that.
In New York.
Today in New York.
Yes.
I didn't even know you could get a prostitute in New York. Where have I been?
I mean, you can get one anywhere.
Can you?
Yes.
$1 billion-a-year industry.
Yeah, but that's because you've got money to do that. I don't have money. I use my charm and wit.
And your sweetness.
And then I give them the sweetness. All right, I want to thank the Jingleberries for helping me in New York, both you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, dudes. And Rod, what'd you say? Fuck off. I'm not going to say what you look like right now. Raw Dog.
Yo.
Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you. It'll be nice to have you back in LA again.
Fuck you. I don't even want to see you. But you're going to, just so you know, if you fuck up when I'm back, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to do stuff to you. You're not going to like it.
Good news, Donald Schultz is going to come in again with more animals to potentially eat Raw Dog.
Right, maybe you could try to slap another venomous snake, you moron.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to it. Snakes scare the shit out of me, which is weird because I'm so gnarly.
Do you want me to call off the animals?
No, don't call off the animals. I love being scared. Hello, why am I here? Like, that's just terrify me. That's the whole game. The day I'm not terrified is the day I die. Bored. I can't wait to learn how to read. It's going to be very exciting. Thanks, everybody, for being on the show. Thank you, New York. I'll be at Manitoba's tonight if anybody wants to hang out. If you hate me and you're there to shoot me, watch out, because if you fucking flesh wound me, I will fucking kill you.
You better take him
Make
out.
Make sure you hit me right between the eyes, cocksuckers. Don't die, everybody. I'm sure that shit sucks.